Happy day.
Good morning.
Welcome to the very necessary part.
Susan, tell them good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
She under the weather.
Good morning. Y'all, I'm digging
ever.
All through my purse to look for my phone. My phone's sitting right here.
You know
this is old age sitting.
You know what she needs for her headache?
I'm trying to turn my volume.
Look, you know what she needs for her headache?
What?
A hot, warm towel.
Yeah, to lay it across her head.
Across my head.
Put some menthol on it.
Well, she need the medication that come before the hot, warm towel.
What is that?
Wake up, the pinto.
Get up.
She
needs
the pinto. Oh, baby, now let's make love tonight. Ooh, baby.
Everybody needs
the pinto, then the menthol. So you remember when we were little, right? Your grandmother would, you know, you might have a headache, you might have stomach ache, whatever. What'd your grandma tell you? Go get a ginger ale. Not a ginger ale, but a ginger ale. Go get one of them ginger ales from out of there. Go boo-boo. Go lay down in my bed. Didn't you always feel better when you went and you...
But it was that and something else.
What was it? Oh, and then like...
What, Robitussin?
No. And she would... And your grandma would make you some chicken soup and some crackers. And that, like, chicken soup, crackers, ginger ale, and a nap in her bed, that just seemed to heal you.
That's it.
And then now and then she might give you
And watch some little, you know, store.
Price is Right.
Watch
Price is Right and Young and the Restless with your grandma. And you felt better. You felt better.
Somebody said, if you don't know who Victor Newman and
Miss Chancellor.
Yeah, if you don't know who them people is, you just... You just need to go on. Miss Chancellor been gone for a while.
So now, I mean, hell, Victor Newman's still there.
Is he still living?
Eric Braden.
And still on the show. What?
Do you all know that he's a civil rights activist?
The Crypt Keeper.
Yes.
He's still living.
He is down with the community. And he is a
I guess so.
Activist.
The nigga probably marched with Martin Luther King.
He probably did. I can see him. I can see
How
Eric Braden doing that.
In his 90s?
95,000
years. Maybe 80? Maybe?
No, he can't be.
Ain't no maybe 80 is.
Maybe 80? Let me see.
Is. Eric Braden.
No, he got to be about 90-something.
Honey.
Well, his name is Eric.
He is, Eric Braden. 84.
84.
84.
Who the hell... Want to be working? They hope you cannot love
and
your.
He's a water,
yes, he loves
a,
it.
He's a Pisces, is he? Is he? Aquarius.
What is that?
What birthday?
He's an Aries.
Aries. That's that fire keeping his ass going.
That's why he be telling people.
Oh, he look good too.
Yeah. Oh, he's German.
That's what's keeping his ass going. He probably from them damn
he
concentration camps.
6'1"
I would not have thought
see,
he
going
was something.
You see how these
something.
Goddamn ADD is.
Now, he does look
Brandon,
German there.
Brandon, reel him back in.
What happened?
He probably was down there partying with Hitler and them and shit back in Germany. That's why he's so strong.
He's an activist. He loves the black community.
No, he went partying.
He was fighting
with Hitler.
Him. I'm talking about fighting them partying.
Oh.
Like Bammy.
Oh, okay.
Like, so I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. Yeah, he told Hitler,
I told your mother, I ain't never scared.
Eastside.
So, anyway, how we went from, you ain't feel good to evict the normal.
About when we was home from school, we used to
So watch. Now, of course, none of that works. The ginger ale don't work no more. Your granny bed gone.
I don't know. I think ginger ale still work. That's probably what I should have got.
You should have got a ginger ale. Yeah. But now in our 40s, heading on into where we headed.
Going to journey to 50.
Not that young thing over there, but just us. Oh,
but
now,
she on with the ride because we going to ride it
you
out
know,
with
her. I'm 47, but... I'm telling y'all,
Sheila,
I just feel like I'm, you know, I just have the spirit of, you know, a little cub over here, like little young cub, you know, little young thing.
But you know what, though? No, honestly, Vaughn, I don't feel like we're about to turn 50. So I understand what you're saying. It's like, I mean, now, if we do too much, I wake up the next day and say, I don't know why the hell we was doing all that stuff.
So I do feel like I might be about to turn 30.
You know, I
don't know. I just feel like I have more experience and now I know how to control things better. And I think that's what life is all about, you know?
Yeah, because I don't look 50.
You know? Yeah. I don't feel it. I just feel like, okay, I'm waking up.
I posted a picture for my birthday. I just had a birthday, October 23rd. It's shout out to goddamn Scorpio season. Can I get some hand clap? Thank you. Thank you, chocolate. Okay, so Scorpio season has basically, it's damn near almost over now. But I don't feel like we turned up like we should have turned up this year. But next year,
gotta think about it. Oh. It's just a lot going on in the yes, world, you know. So the turn up is turned down by just the heaviness that's
beyond our control. Yeah, we can't. It's like
you can only turn up, but so much,
but so much.
Yeah,
I mean,
so you can turn up, but it's just a lot going on.
It is. Now they're ground stopping the airports because people are not reporting to work, and they're cutting flights from some airlines. So we got a lot to we got a lot going
on. I think
on.
The only thing that is probably safe right now is
getting
cruising.
In your car.
I ain't getting on no damn boat.
I keep trying to tell her,
but piracy is probably gonna ramp up.
I don't like boats.
I don't like it.
I never thought about it.
Because, you know, this will be another tactic for the criminal enterprise, because flights aren't going through. Mm-hmm. The only way transportation right now is through shipping. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if ground is being
halted
and air is being halted,
then everybody gonna start cruising to go somewhere.
Shipping, I mean, that's the next thing in my mind. So it's either gonna be through leisure or through
do you know how long it take to get somewhere on the boat? You might as well fucking drive if you can drive,
you know. And then, you know,
or like COVID, travel's going to come to a halt. We couldn't go nowhere during COVID.
Unless you drove somewhere.
So again,
right, you had to find somewhere. But
excuse me.
Let's talk about international stuff. Like, that's going to be pretty much obsolete at this point. Or are you just going to drive to Miami and take a boat, you know, anywhere in the Caribbean or whatever?
Tampa or Jackson.
This right here is another way of exploring within your area.
Yeah. The hidden gems.
Mm-hmm. Not necessarily your own state, but, you know, local areas within 6 hours of driving.
Yeah. Right.
Seven hours of driving.
Well, I don't like driving no more. And maybe either. I got a little too spoiled with flying, but I'll fly to work every day if I could. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. I don't like to drive. The last time I drove to Virginia, I was like, God damn. But y'all added on some extra highway?
Is that
on
like this a five-hour drive?
Yeah. You gotta remember, in my 20s, I could burn the road up there and back on a Friday to a Sunday, and it was like nothing. Now I gotta recover from the drive there and recover from the drive. It's just too much. I don't want to.
It is. My thing is 4 hours, five is a stretch for me. 4 hours, I don't even like driving from here to Atlanta.
I hate it. I dread.
I will take a flight, and no lie, the last person I talked to, I will take a flight
to Atlanta.
It's
30 minutes.
If I have to go to Atlanta, I promise you, I may have to fly. That's how bad I don't want to drive to Atlanta.
Because you get to Atlanta, you can rent a car or get somebody to come pick you up. I won't.
Unless I'm leaving out late at night and bypassing all that traffic, not late at night, but, you know, late evening and bypassing all that traffic, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I went to go see Chris Brown in Atlanta with my niece. And just the drive, the drive there and back was not bad because, you know, I don't hang out with my niece all the time. So it was almost like we were talking and catching up the whole time on the whole drive there. Then, you know, kind of talking about the concert and, you know, what she was going to do when she got back. So that kind of bought us some time. And I was like, oh, okay, well, drive wasn't even that bad. But I promise you, if I had to do it, now she drove me there back. I said, now, look here. You know, these are the deals you can make when you older and you got some money. I said, now, you know, Auntie, oh, she can't do all that driving no more. So
I can't do in the passenger seat no more.
This what going to do. Yeah,
oh,
it's hard.
I can do the passenger seat all
day. No, because I got to pee a lot because I drink a lot of water.
I understand
that,
too.
So now I got to pull over every 2 damn seconds. So then I had to limit my water. So we riding. I said, you know, Auntie can't do all that drive. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pay for the hotel. I'm going to pay for all the food. I'm going to pay for the gas. All of that. You can't beat that with a stick. Mm-hmm. She told me, damn, Auntie, I need to take you on all the concerts. Honey, she had a good time on my dime. And I had a good time with her chauffeuring me around. Do you understand me? Because who was about to do all that shit? Not at all.
Yeah.
And she know how to navigate everything. See, we're going to get here at this time, Auntie, and we're going to make our way this time. We don't have to go through the line. These people stood outside in the line 4-5 damn hours. Me and my niece walked right up to that hole and got in. That's what I'm talking about.
And see, that's
about.
Another thing when you're doing concert, traveling when there's a concert.
Right. Too much.
Valeting, trying to find parking.
We got a room right across the bridge from the stadium.
So did y'all walk
in? Walked over the overpass. Like, she made everything so easy. So it was like, I was the financier and she was the brain.
Okay.
But the shit works together.
Good. So you need a young mind like that.
Y'all need a YN on y'all team. Y'all, I'm telling y'all. y'all fuck around if you want to. Everybody need a YN on their team.
Pull out that map.
I got a little girl at my job named Asia. She 28. It's something around my phone. I need to do something with my social media. YN, come on over here. Come on, little niece Asia. She come fix my shit. Auntie, you don't know how to do all this. It's too much. Mm-hmm. Come on, fix this. You gotta have a YN on the team, just like you gotta have an old head.
Uh-huh.
Cause they come to the old heads, be like, Auntie, how you so and so and so.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Let's work together.
Yeah.
Let's work together.
Yeah.
Let's look. What DT say?
What?
Let's make America great again. I'm so sick of that. He tried to destroy.
Oh, that DT.
He tried to destroy.
Never mind.
My birthday. Y'all know I'm one of them federal employees ain't getting paid. I ain't getting paid right now. I ain't got paid since October 1st.
Oh, I thought they was supposed to be opening it up back. I thought they was talking about opening back up.
They've been talking to themselves, the Democrats.
I got a half a paycheck the beginning of October.
Yep.
Because they took some of my paycheck out. And I done missed 2 paychecks. Okay. But you know, Yosh always keep a ram in the bush. So, I ain't missed out on nothing. But look at the people who living from check to check. Don't plan, don't have no savings. Because it's hard. You ain't got no whole lot of money. But I got side hustles and I got other little means to where I'm able to stash some cash.
Mm-hmm.
And because my birthday's in October, I always pay my bills in excess. Because in October, I don't pay no bills.
Mm-hmm.
October, I'm the bill.
Right.
All my money going on me. I ain't giving my money to no fucking body in October, goddammit. So, I say that to say, here we have a life lesson. Y'all need to plan for shit like this. We got 3 more years of this presidency. Do you think we not gonna have another damn shutdown? Well, do you think I'm gonna be caught up there? No.
I just thought it was going to open back up, or they was talking about opening back up, because after this last
this special election, whatever happened,
I'm gonna tell you what happened. The results. Everybody voting blue. That's what the fuck happened.
He saw the results, and his thing was,
we need to go back in and reopen because I didn't like what I saw.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why I thought they were going to reopen it, because of the outcome, especially with the California outcome.
I think they're willing to discuss it, but I think from the Democrat side, they are trying to hold on to this Healthcare Act to see what they can do to possibly save thousands of being taken off of Medicare, Medicaid, and then our premiums going up.
Ooh, child.
But because our premiums are already up. But what I want people to understand
is, it's open enrolment now. Mm-hmm. Right. My premiums went up almost $20.
Right. Exactly. Right. And they're going to be more.
And so
it's going to be more.
And so here, that's the thing. If this pass, if the Democrats say, okay. So it's
$40 extra pay period. Right. I mean, $20 extra pay period. I know it doesn't sound a lot, but it's a lot.
But it is a lot, because last year they took away our PPO plan. I don't know why. Oh. This year they implemented it back, and that plan is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so if we sit there and say, okay, we're going to side with Republicans and give them what they want, then our premiums are going to go up twice as high.
Okay, but then what happens next year when they have to make a decision again on affordable health care, and they can't, and you waiting until...
Well, a decision on anything. It could be anything that shuts the government down. So, I mean, they could be talking about oil prices. I don't know. And they'll shut it down because they can't come up with a budget or a plan.
That's crazy.
It's beyond crazy. But that's why I said, y'all better keep a ram in the bush.
Right.
Yeah,
and I don't think people understood how it affects everyone. Oh, this it is does. Affecting everyone. Yoshi, are getting the brunt of it all because you're a government worker. I'm getting part of it because here I am, a federal contractor sitting in limbo. Because guess what? In January, I don't know if I'm gonna have a job because you can't even review the contracts.
Oh man!
Because my people laid off. So guess what?
And then we got government employees that's sitting at home.
Right.
So if you're sitting home.
Not working.
You're not working, not getting paid. At least you have the ability to possibly go work somewhere.
Right.
I got to go to work.
So you can a moonlight.
I can, but what the hell? I ain't got no damn energy.
Right.
After I done worked all goddamn day and now I got to go work a second job. That's not fair to me.
And this SNAP benefits thing is just beyond crazy to me. The judge tells you to pay the benefits or send out the benefits. You're saying no.
But didn't the judge go back and award the block?
Which one? You talking about Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the reason why she had to say okay, because she's trying to see if the lower courts even have that kind of justification to do that.
Well.
And if the lower courts has that, then guess what? You have to, send out that money. Now, my understanding is some states, and probably that are more Democratic, they have their SNAP benefits released or what have you. And then some states, of course, the red states, probably us being one of them, our people don't.
Well, I saw something posted recently where Tyler Perry just I don't know who he gave it to, but $14 million? But I don't know who he gave it to. He gave $14 million in SNAP benefit money towards what agency? I don't know, but it's towards SNAP benefits.
I don't get SNAP, so I don't know.
I mean, right, because see, like some man said, my debit card clear every time I go swipe. So I pay.
But here's the price. The deal. What about the people who getting their ass up and going to work every day, who ain't getting paid?
Right.
And if they decide they gonna pay the ones who've been sitting at home, where was the incentive for the people who went to work every day versus the people who got to stay home?
So yeah, what happened to these emergency?
Governors are not. Releasing that funding because they're
but they have them.
They have it. Yeah, we have it.
But they're not releasing it because I'm not.
Because your president disagrees with that.
So the government is shutting. The government has shut down. Mm-hmm. There is emergency funding for food, but he doesn't want
y'all to use it.
Well, according to ours, he says that. Our emergency contingency funds do not have an area with SNAP, well, TANF, because there's two different pots of money. SNAP is federal, TANF is state. So he's saying that our plan does not include emergency funds for those benefits.
So what do they include? I don't know.
I have the slightest idea, but I will be looking it up now.
It's okay. So when the children go to school and they have to fill out these forms, right? Mm-hmm.
And that especially goes to federal government,
right? Cause, okay, especially if you're military, because they ask on these forms, are you government employee or your household is government? Are you a government child or whatever? Mm-hmm. And you have to fill out that form. It matters for situations like this,
right?
Okay. And so why does it matter now? Does it ever matter if it was SNAP, TANF, or whatever? Even when you do employment, even when you do a job application, do you know that information is on there on a job application if you receive SNAP benefits
right?
Or TANF?
TANF, yeah.
That's on a job application.
Because the minute you start working, they're going to report to SNAP. Hey, she working. Cut them off.
Well, so, you know what? Also, that's a good point.
So
that is a good point.
So if it doesn't matter, why have this information on employment forms, or why have this information in the schools, in the school system? What's the part? I mean, help me understand. I don't understand.
That can tie into USDA. That can tie into what we say, the rule or the Title I school, where they can say, okay, we have these many people on free or reduced lunch, so they'll get a lot amount of money versus a school that doesn't. And you'll be surprised who's a Title I school and who isn't a Title I school. So that is all data and research. Now, here's the thing with the USDA and the money, because, you know, some school districts went to free lunch and breakfast for everyone, regardless of their socioeconomic status. Mm. That program is in jeopardy because of the shutdown. And so my understanding is some of the local schools in the city that we reside in, they may not have enough food for the remainder of the school year, if this federal government open up soon. And so people are trying to, you know, put things in place just in case that happens.
They gonna feed them babies.
I don't know.
They gonna put something together.
Because if they, I mean, I don't know.
Instead of getting
two. So now the children in Africa gonna be like, was it one of y'all sent me the meat, the little thing talking about the African lady said, eat all your food because the babies in America are starving?
No. I didn't.
See how the tables turned?
Yeah. Real quick.
Right.
See how the tables turned?
And so the world is watching, and that's what they're saying. Oh, gosh. They're turning into a third world country.
Right. And the world.
Because of their leader.
But yet the leader's still funding other countries.
Funding other countries.
But then you turn the water off on your own
people. and your friends are still rich. See, and that's the whole thing. I want people to realize too. This is socialism too.
It doesn't affect them.
Mm-mm.
It does not just affect
as long
them.
As it don't affect him and his homeboys and homegirls.
It doesn't matter.
The rest, you know, falling by the wayside.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you can't just be out here relying on the government and relying for someone. I mean, yeah, it's cool to have a job, but at any rate, you see what a job can do for you, right? Mm-hmm. You got to have a contingency plan.
Mm-hmm. But why not? You should know that somebody is going to need emergency funding.
But there's a process to emergency funding too.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. So why not put emergency funding for food? Because now if it was a natural disaster, we would have what? Remember when we had those supplemental benefits? I can't remember what happened. And everybody was going to get them food stamps?
Yeah.
So
we had the flood.
And I think that's what our governor said, because this is not
ain't no FEMA no more. What do you mean?
That's right. See, I think that's what the
governor. You don't have all of that backup plan.
This wasn't a natural disaster.
Yeah, this, so you're on your own. If a natural disaster happened today and
Trump wants control,
you are on your own to rebuild your own property at your dime. There's no more FEMA. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. As if you don't have the insurance coverage, if you don't have the paid insurance coverage to cover your insurance losses, then yeah, you're responsible. So here's the deal. If you are a millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, you have the money to cover and recoup anything that you've lost, to live off of if there's, you know, government shutdown, whatever's going on. This is how he's preparing all of us to live. You can't live off of anything job-wise, government-funded-wise, charitable, because you don't know if it's going to be here grant-wise. You don't know if it's going to be here. So it is preparing us mindset-wise to say, hey, I'm going to have to fend for myself. Because I never know when I'm going to have benefits or a paycheck or whatever. I haven't missed a beat. I haven't missed a beat because I always plan. I always plan for the damn rug to be taken out from up under my feet.
And it's sad that you have, you shouldn't have to plan that way. But you have to plan that way.
I have to.
When the ground is shaky like that.
I'm a black woman. I've been living in fucking survival mode since I was a child. Do you ever think I'm going to stop, let somebody stop me from eating, having a place to live? I've had to learn how to prepare for whatever since I've been a child. No one will ever take anything away from me. I made that my thought process. I made that my mission in life. And that's what everybody gonna have to get. Cause in all actuality, don't nobody owe you shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to work every day. Them motherfuckers owe me my money. Please tell me you ain't gonna give it to me. Y'all about to see a whole nother animal. A whole other animal. But if I had been home, what could I really say? Haven't been here. I'm working on your job, Massa. I can't tell you. You gotta. But if you gonna make me come here and work, oh yeah, you gonna pay me, dog. Or I'm coming to get it. What you wanna do?
I was just telling a friend of mine. She was asking me what I was doing. It took so long for me to respond. I was so busy at work.
Mm-hmm.
Super busy at work. It took me about 4 hours to respond back to a simple little text.
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling her, I was like, I'm so sorry, I'm just not responding back to you. And I said, the rich ain't slowing down. The economy may look like what it's looking like. Mm-hmm. I said, the rich ain't slowing down for sure. They got money from some. The money is flowing. Oh, it's flowing. It's flowing.
It's flowing for now.
It's flowing for now. For trust them. Me.
It's flowing for now.
it's they're gonna always take care of each other. But for every, but remember, the poor are who keep the rich rich. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When the poor are no longer spending, and they feel the hit.
Well, I don't think we're spending. I don't think I say we. I don't think. I mean, I don't think we're spending. I don't think we're spending.
I don't think we're spending like we used to.
Uh huh.
I can promise as heavy. Mm-hmm. We're still spending.
Yeah,
but I don't think it's as. Well, I know I ain't spending. Let me say that. I ain't spending as like I used to. Everybody asks me what I'm doing for the holidays, what I'm doing. Cooking my regular Sunday meals like I've been doing.
I can assure you that line at Honey Baked Ham won't be around the corner.
Unless somebody giving out gift cards or voucher at work.
Let's see.
I mean,
It's a... That right there.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, I need me one of them.
That's it.
So whatever y'all want to donate to the federal service employees who not getting paid.
That's what's going to get spun.
And look, it ain't even got to be me.
And I do want to give a shout out because you all know that Yoshi and I do work on the government installation. Mm-hmm. And so I want to give a shout out to the parents of the school that mm-hmm. I work at, because let me tell you, they have been bringing breakfast. They've been bringing lunch. They have got together with Harvest Hope. They've been going together with Harvest Hope Food Bank to provide a lot of things for the faculty and staff of that school.
And guess what they bought the nurses at the TMC? Not a goddamn thing. Nothing!
And so we have been working. I just want to give a shout out to them because they realized, and I think when they found out that we weren't getting paid or limited pay, they really have stepped up, and I just, you know, I just wanted to give them a shout out because that was so sweet.
And what I hate about her situation, because it's so unique. So she has federal service workers who are the teachers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But then you have contractors.
Yep.
So you have the contractors who are getting paid.
I was about to ask, are the contractors still mm-hmm. getting paid?
Yes. Okay. But then you have the federal service workers who are not.
Mm-mm.
Do you understand the divide that brings amongst people? And mm-hmm. because I work with green suiters who are the actual military, mm-hmm. and we have the nurses and the providers who mm-hmm. are seeing the patients. The green suiters are getting paid. Mm-hmm. The nurses are not. Mm-hmm. They are actually treating the green suiters mean because they're getting paid. These people ain't got no control over the fucking mm-hmm. money. Mm-hmm. Why are you mad with them?
Okay,
and being mean to them,
suitors,
green suitors are the actual army.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
These are the army.
Right.
But you can see how they're being treated by the civilians who work there versus, and I'm like, God damn, y'all. It ain't their fault, but it does bring about a divide when you have contractors being paid and then look at the teachers.
Are you seeing that at your?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about the children? How are the children behavior?
Well, the children are fine because all the children that I work with, parents are in the military.
Okay.
So because the military is getting paid, then it's some kind of income coming mm-hmm. into the home.
Okay.
Now, I do have some students who parents work for the federal government mm-hmm. and they can kind of tell it's a crunch at home.
Okay.
Where you remember they were on fall break for an entire week, 10 days. And so they couldn't go to their Disney World or wherever, or cruises, or some of the things that they thought they were going to be able to go mm-hmm. To mm-hmm. because of what was going on. And, you know, military children are resilient, and, you know, they are a different, they are a rarity because, of course, they got to adjust to change regardless.
Right.
Every 1 to 2 to 4 years.
Because daddy might come home one day and be like, I got orders.
And say, hey, we moving to Australia. We going to Korea.
And you your know, ass got to go.
We got to go. And so they got to adjust to that. And so they're trying to, what these kids, they try to figure out, well, how can I help my mom and dad?
Oh, that's so sweet.
How can I make their lives a little better? So
and that's not their responsibility.
It's not their responsibility. It's not their responsibility. But the fact that they are aware
and they just don't want the environment to be less stressed, and so that's where I step in, and that's why I have a job. So to help them, and
but they're trying to get rid of your job. See, and this is why your job is necessary and needed.
No,
but
they adding on extra responsibility to her.
Oh yeah,
I get it, but it's the fact that you have an administration who feel like this is not needed.
Well, they think that health services, well, not health services, I should say social services or counseling is not important.
As important.
Or
because
in
they
the
have
schools.
The money to go and pay for their child to go sit on somebody's couch. It shouldn't be
it
services
be
like
in
that
school.
In the schools.
Right. And
but everybody can't get off. And honestly, these soldiers, they just can't up and get off all the time and asking their COs and people, oh, I got to take my son off the gates, but off the base to go to this appointment. They can't do that, y'all. If the services are provided in the school, allow these kids to
the
have
resources. This is what you call a resource.
Yes.
A necessity.
A wraparound
it's
service.
A benefit.
A benefit
for
yes.
them to be a serving the government. They should have those resources available to their children in the schools. That's why they serve.
Right.
So, but you know, it is different, and he wants to change education anyway and how education looks. So, like I always say, just read up on what the administration is doing and what they want to be done.
And as we conclude, remember I told y'all, ladies, y'all got to have a ram in the bush. I'm trying to get this body right because I done researched it, baby. I can always get on I-20, the 85. I can go down to Magic City, Strokers, Cheetos. I can go up the 77, the Club Onyx. They still
is it still open?
Yes, ma'am. They still want to see this thing. They still look good. It still look good.
The way she was shaking that rump in that video,
baby,
I think she still got it.
And baby, I got some wisdom behind it. I might not can do all the tricks, but I can give you a little trick for your money.
The way that rump was shaking.
So, ladies, I'm just telling y'all this.
Only thing was missing was the pole.
Put them goddamn treats down. Get that body right. Get them toes done. You might have to put some picks up.
I just bought never mind. It's a vibrator, but it's not a vibrator that you think. It's a
vibrating plate machine.
A plate.
Yes.
A vibrating plate.
Stand on to burn calories.
Let me clean that up.
Yes, clean it up.
Yes, a vibrating plate, and it helps.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing a run.
Yeah. Burns calories. I got one.
Stand on it for 10 minutes. It's like you done
get
did a whole workout.
Walk. Bye. Get your ass out there and walk. Come on.
I mean, you can walk.
Sue, you do the walk and I do the vibrating plate.
Yeah,
listen, you use it to burn calories, but it also helps with urinary continence.
Yep.
It does help with your bladder.
I know.
So
I know.
It has multiple benefits. So y'all better get that body right.
I just bought one. I bought it for $80. And it works.
You like it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I hadn't used it. I bought it last night. Okay. I had to go pick it up. Boom, shakalaka.
Right. Mm-hmm. Let's
got
go.
A Bluetooth on and everything. Oh, so
speaking of, you know they recalling the Peloton bikes? Now, come on.
Oh, Lord.
They've been in for a long time. They just
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I didn't mean to break your cut you off.
Go
they
ahead.
Just did what now? They recalled the Peloton bikes.
ADHD.
Yeah, cause I thought I saw a finger hit the Mustang over there.
He
threw me off.
Vi, take us out.
Y'all, we out.
You ain't gonna do the scripture.
I said bye. Get your ass up. Woke.